Kia ora, hello, this is Ordinary Life with Kitty and
Emma.
And, oh, go on, Emma, you
we're having fun with Parkinson's. Sorry, I always
Oh, this
did it.
Has really become a thing now, hasn't it?
No,
it's cool. I like it because it is about having fun.
So today we're talking about...
I'd rather not have the Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is Kitty and Emma having fun with our ordinary life on Coast Access Radio.
And we are not medical professionals or doctors in any way, shape or form. However...
we are experts on us.
Oh, we've got this on pat. And we are also sponsored by Cover Yours Insurance, who are here for you when, it's insurance. Covering you for life and business insurance. From quote to claim, they're in your corner. They support us for every single program, and that's Cover Yours Insurance at coveryours.co.nz. Right, and now we are. What are we talking about again?
So we're talking mm-hmm. about on-off, which in the world of Parkinson's is. You tell us what it is, Kitty.
Well,
what is it to you?
Unfortunately, I wish I didn't know, but I do. And it's when you're... it's basically when your medication stops working, eh?
Yeah.
And they call it an off period or a coming down or a... there's lots of different terms, isn't there?
Yeah.
Mm.
For me, it's on good, off bad.
Yep. On is really good when everything's just firing on all cylinders, and off is not so good. And those periods, when you first start with Parkinson's, eh? When you start on that journey, back in the dim distant past, it was kind of all, didn't seem, it was annoying, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I used to take three tablets three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
0.25 milligrams of pramipexole, three in the morning, three at lunchtime-ish, and three in the evening. And it eradicated all my problems. And I was like, this is a breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I started on Cinemet, a similar regime.
Yeah.
And the first few times it was like a miracle cure. I felt so good.
Mm.
And at the time I was limping basically.
Oh yeah,
and that was my hard time.
Apparently that's a classic thing, isn't it? Limping and not having one arm swinging and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But gradually over time you start measuring your life by off time, don't you?
Well, yeah, because... like at first, I'd get up, I'd take my three pills, and I'd be fine in about half an hour. And then I could get sometimes all the way, sometimes on a good day, it could be 1:30 before I took the next lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It could be like 1:00 and my hand would start to feel a bit weird. So then I'd take another pill. Well, I'd take the three, you know. And that was great. But then, of course, unfortunately, Parkinson's is, as they say, a degenerative disease. And unfortunately... you start to understand what that means over time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit topsy-turvy for me because I didn't know I had Parkinson's for a long time, and so I didn't have that word in my head. But for a while I was okay on a bit of drugs, and then I had to have more drugs and more and more and more drugs.
Mm.
And now I take them 3 hourly. How often do you take?
Well, I've only recently... I'll drop off. That's what they
drop
call
off,
it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drop off.
Like dropping off the kids.
Yeah. So so they call it, I went to my neurologist. Like, I haven't been for a long time, actually. And last time I went, for the past couple of years, I've been getting told off for not taking them on time.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd complain about the drop-offs getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And because at first, if you start to feel the medication wearing off, you'd just drop another tablet. And you'd be fine within about 30 minutes. Whereas now it takes me if I feel that drop off, I know it's too late. And it's going to take me a really long time to come back, even if I take my tablet straight away, which is really, really annoying. And then some smart aleck will say something like, oh, and don't forget those tablets don't work forever, do they? And then I want to punch them. Like, thanks for that. Thanks for pointing that out to me. Cheers. Mm. How would get lost?
As if you didn't have enough of that going on inside your own head. Like, don't take too many tablets. There's a limited time you have with them, sort of fear.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Anxiety.
But my daughter was in a competition last week, and we drove to. I'd offered to take some students down for the competition, and we had to park about 15 minutes walk away. And you know, the able-bodied me's going, "Hey, 15 minute walk, not a problem, totally fine.
I got this."
And my kid said to me, "Could you not park in the disabled spot?" And I went, "Well, Emma, you know, that woman I do that radio program with, she's got a disabled pass, but I don't need one."
Oh, so your kid said, "Can't you park in?" Yeah. Oh, I thought they were saying, "What, don't park in."
No, she said, "Why don't you park there?" And I said, "Oh, I don't have a disabled pass. Emma's got one. I don't need one." Except, of course, I parked 15 minutes away and I could barely walk.
Mm.
And I had to stop like every... not too bad, but like,
yeah.
You know, these kids are like 15, 16 years old, and they're all off. And I just looked at my daughter and I went, "Please don't leave me behind."
Do they not get it by now, though?
Like... Oh, my kid, yeah, she actually didn't need telling. She just stood next to me and she kept going, guys, can you wait? Hey, everybody, wait up for my mum. But, oh, it felt really bad. I felt awful.
Yeah,
I know. Not like it.
I know that feeling.
I actually wanted to cry.
Yeah, you feel quite.
But I take my tablets to answer your question because I talk too much.
You take your tablets because you talk too much.
Well, that too. I should. Perfect for radio, eh, man? Like 4.5 hours I'm supposed to take them.
Mm, yeah.
And I forget. Because I'm just, yeah. And then they tell you off, and you're like, "Guys, people, I have been ill for 9 years. I'm kind of get fed up of it. I don't, you know, you kind of feel rebellious sometimes."
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way?
When it comes to tablets, it's a bit of a push pull. Like you want to take them, but
you know you have to.
You know you have to. You're gonna have to sooner or later. But
how far can I push it?
You want to know how far you can push it, exactly. But yeah, and it's also that you want to like forget that you have to worry about, you know, the future all the time. So you don't, and you don't want to worry about the future.
Because you have to carry them everywhere with you as well. And I'll be going out and you think, "Oh, I need to take some pills with me." I actually lost a bottle. Actually, interesting story. Well, not that interesting, but you know. While I was at that competition, it was in a theatre, and I'd been sat near some school children, and I'd had a bottle of pills. I don't usually take a full bottle, but I had them in my pocket. And anyway, I'd taken them, it's fine. Gets to like late afternoon, and I thought, "Oh, I better take them if I'm going to walk back later." Couldn't find the bottle of pills anywhere. Gone.
Oh,
I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Oh, no.
I'm going to be a right mess. Anyway, then I turned around, this girl from Paraparaumu College said to me, "Are these your pills?" And she'd found them and she'd recognised me.
Thank
goodness.
She came
to find me. So big ups to Paraparaumu College.
Oh, thanks, PC.
I need to email them and tell them who she was. I was like, I tried to give her a reward and she's like, nope. And so it was a very, very, very awesome kid.
Do you think that... that's the hardest part you have to deal with on off, like the whole struggle with pills?
We talked about this morning, like I can't walk very well sometimes when they're not on. I find that incredibly hard because I used to really like walking.
Yeah.
And to not be able to do it is just, you know, that is for me is the most hideous thing. And it upsets me greatly.
Yeah.
You know.
I too have that issue. And we talked about like running instead of walking.
Yeah, that's so true.
That sometimes can help. For me now I have to kind of jump and to start a run, but then I can do it. It's so weird.
But you have sticks now, don't you?
I do have sticks. And sometimes they're not enough, though. And then that's when I start to dream of the idea of having a wheelchair. But then I think, if I had a wheelchair, would that mean I would get more and more reliant on a wheelchair?
Yeah, I know Mike, my husband, always says that giving an elderly person a walker is not always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because suddenly then, while part of it is great, they can get about, they rely on it all the time when they stop trying.
Yeah.
That's something I worry about.
Yes. And that's the hardest thing for me, because I think over the past few years I've let it get the better of me in terms of believing that I couldn't and stopping trying. And stopping trying, giving up is the worst. And it makes you kind of shrink your life down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
And you go, oh, I can't take that appointment at that thing because at that time I'll need to take pills and I might not be able to walk.
What's really strange is I exercise in the morning. I do these, we've talked about it before, YouTube videos. And what I've noticed is if I, like this morning I'm doing this move and I thought my pills weren't working yet, but I'd do it anyway because I'm bloody minded. Mike sat there going, why are you doing this when you know that you're going to find it hard? And I said, actually, I want to see if I can. You know, and maybe I'll only do 3 squats by the time the woman's done like 10, which is kind of irritating. But I think at least I've tried.
Mm.
But one thing I did notice is you're waving your arms about and you're trying to do this like aerobic thing. And if I tell myself I can, because suddenly I'm, it does improve it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do, because through the magic of having a friendship with you, Kitty, and your bloody-mindedness, which I have been taking notes about.
Excellent.
You might not know this about me because it doesn't come through on radio, but I'm a bit of a nerd with notes.
She's very organised.
I like to take
notes.
It's
kind of embarrassing.
You're kind of my inspo, but about not giving up, about persisting and keep doing things. And because I think you might remember a few years ago, I said to you, I don't go out at night. I don't do that because I can't. And that was really negative for my life.
And I kept asking you out.
Come on.
I still think you should go out more.
Come on, have some fun. Yeah.
And then stuff.
And a while back you asked me about karate and whether I was doing it again. And I am, and it's one of those things that through that, applying the bloody-mindedness I've learned from Kitty,
awesome.
I'm still doing karate. And I do acknowledge I give up all the time, but then I can keep going and try again. Yeah.
And then we just pick it up again.
Exactly. And it's just like not, it's that cliche. It's not about how many times you give up. It's about how many times you get back up.
That is true, though. I mean, I write a blog, apparently. I tell everybody I write a blog.
You do write a blog.
I do sometimes. And then life gets in the way and I don't. And I'm even rubbish at uploading, this radio program. And it should be a lot easier, but it isn't. And then I feel guilty and I'll have like a big push and then it drops off again. And then I just think, I'm in it for life, so hey.
Exactly.
I'm not going to feel too guilty.
Exactly. That's the same thing for me in karate. Mm. Like, I find it fun. You obviously find the blog, it's good for you.
I find it cathartic.
Yeah.
Like this. I love doing this.
Yeah.
So I can sit and go, oh, life is miserable.
And then laugh. It's weird, eh? It's weird how you can, talk about life being miserable and laughing about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've not done very well about on-off periods, but I think we've definitely been on fire which I like.
I think that the wrapping up thing about on-off for me is that yes, we go down, but this is going to remind me of that song. We go down, but we still get up. Yeah, yeah. And it's like just keeping on applying that, applying it every day.
You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Hey, I can't knock Chumbawamba, man. They are from the north.
You've got to believe it, even when you can't feel like it's really up against you.
Yeah. keep on keeping on. Thank you so much for that. It was 15 minutes of goodness every week from Coast Access Radio and Kitty and
Emma.
So we'll see you again next week.
Ka kite anō.
Ka kite anō. Goodbye. Oh, thanks. Thank you to Cover Yours Insurance for coveryours.co.nz. Bye-bye.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.